This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Vladimir Putin has thanked Russians who have re-elected him as president, and he's still digging in on Ukraine, saying he'll do everything he can to, quote, solve tasks and targets that he considers priorities. Moments ago at the White House, President Biden spoke with Ireland's prime minister standing next to him.
We stand together and oppose Russia's brutal war of aggression in Ukraine. You can clap for that, please.
Fordham University professor and Russia expert Beth Noble.
There are still plenty of Russians who oppose President Putin and his war in Ukraine, and many of those people bravely showed up in silent protest called by the opposition, which asked people to come to their local polling station at noon and just stand there. And thousands did.
Putin also says he had agreed to release Alexei Navalny in exchange for freedom for prisoners being held in the West just days before the dissident died. Renewed talks in Qatar have given U.S. officials hope for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza.
And what's notable about this latest proposal from Hamas is that reportedly they're no longer insisting Israel completely withdraw from the Gaza Strip or on a permanent ceasefire. And now three U.S. officials tell CBS News they're optimistic that both Hamas and Israel can come to an agreement about a pause, albeit temporary, in the fighting.
That's CBS's Chris Livesey in Tel Aviv. The same thing that's happened to relief agencies in Gaza is happening in Haiti, where officials say gangs have looted warehouses with food and supplies. National Security Spokesman Admiral John Kirby tells ABC's This Week the U.S. is trying to help.
We are continuing to work with the Kenyans about getting this military support mission in place to help the Haitian National Police. There's an awful lot going on there in the United States. We continue to watch this very, very closely.
A charter flight of Americans has just landed at Miami International, the first from Haiti in about 2 weeks. A series of in-flight incidents involving Boeing 737s could affect summer travel. Planes have been pulled from service. Production lines have slowed down. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Airplanes are not going to be delivered on time. Airlines have to adjust their schedules. United Airlines has basically stopped hiring new pilots for the next 2 months because they don't have the planes to put them in. Southwest Airlines has adjusted their flying schedule for the next 3 or 4 months for the same reason. So you can expect more full planes and higher airfares.
He studied under Vladimir Horowitz as a childhood prodigy. In the 1940s, he emerged as one of the most celebrated American concert pianists. Byron Janis has died, according to his wife, who says he was still making music almost up to the time he died Thursday night. He was 95. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Let's get things right started with a double dip of Sean Michael Dargan. New stuff from him. This is called The Undertaker's Daughter. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Undertaker's daughter, bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Sean Michael Dargan there and Got No Questions. The Undertaker's Daughter before that. You can see Sean Michael Dargan at the Harmony Bar here in Madison for the After August CD release party. That's happening Sunday, March 24th And we'll have more information about that show coming up later in this show. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rockers Saturday night.
2, 3, 4.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin. It's a magical day in Wisconsin, Rocker.
What happened today, Jimmy?
Well, the Badgers. They came out and beat the snot out of the Purdue Boilermakers. It was actually a really good game to watch. Badgers beat the Purdue Boilermakers in the Big Ten tournament 76-75 today, Rocker. It was pandemonium at my house with the dogs and Mrs. K.
Wow. And that was by 1 point, Jimmy. You know, I wasn't able to see the game. So hearing that it was just 1 point, how did that end? What was it like?
Max Kleinsman, well, first of all, Charlie, there was an offensive foul on Purdue, which gave the ball to the Badgers. Matt Kleinsman sunk a bucket, and there you go. I'm a horrible play-by-play guy.
like on the buzzer or what?
It was wonderful. And it's a good day to be a Badger fan here in Wisconsin.
Where was that game being held?
That was in Minneapolis the Target Center.
Okay.
So the second game today was Illinois. They beat Nebraska 98-87. So your championship game for the Big Ten tournament is tomorrow at 2:30. You can hear the game across Civic Media. Playing out on WRJN in Racine, WRCE in Richland Center, and WLAK up in Amory, and of course, across the Civic Media Radio Network on the app. It's a great day to be a Badger fan, Rocker.
Wow. People are out here walking on State Street. The sun is out. It's getting nice. And the Badgers won. They look happy. I bet you the bars will be full tonight.
That's cap off a great day with a great evening of original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight. What's coming up?
Jimmy, Wade Woods, he's going to be in here. He's the owner of Honeybee Cannabis Company, and they have combined with Carbon 4 to create a new beer. And we're going to hear about that. Maybe even get a chance to taste. It's going to be bananas, Jimmy. After August, as you said, they have a CD release and a show happening and a new album. We'll hear some of the songs and we'll hear from after August. Super Tanker, they are playing this weekend with Iron Plow and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon. Super Tanker will be playing a couple songs from them, hearing all about their new album. American Dead, Jimmy, you're going to be talking to American Dead. We have some stuff about them.
Jesse's coming in, yep.
And in the lair tonight, Katie Scullin. We had a cancellation, so we got Katie to come in. It turns out she just released some new music like this week. So we're going to have some great new songs and new stories from her on in the lair, 9 p.m. And then Max Inc. Heavy, Jimmy,
yep.
10 p.m. to midnight.
We got Essential Last Crack, and M. Shell is checking in with an interview with Casket Robbery tonight.
Oh.
That's going to be brutal. That's at 10:30 with M. Shell on Max Inc. Heavy. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We would love to know what's going on tonight. How are you celebrating the Badgers' victory tonight? Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Are you going out to the bars having a good time tonight? If you are, don't drive. Call a rideshare or a taxi or something like that. You know, be safe. Don't be a dumbass, Rocker.
Well, it's Angel's Envy for me. Thanks, Michelle.
Right. Very good. We got a lot of good music in the playlist coming up tonight. We got some Rain Stern. We'll do some Old Soul Society in just a couple of minutes. This gentleman was in the studio not too long ago. I think it was back on the University Avenue studios when Mr. Tate came in to visit us. Here's this band, Tate and the Double Eight Band, Last $2. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night. We are local music.
Lady in the casino, she lost all her money. She said, don't worry about me, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what you can do for me. Loan me $2. Till next time I see you. $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
One for my bus fare. Other for the jukebox. So I can play me some of that down on blues. Said I wouldn't be over here if my man would treat me right. You see, I've been trying to catch him. He's been sneaking around every night. So I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene. And I lost all my money. Oh, on that doggone gambling machine. Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
One for my boss man. Other for the jukebox. So I can play me some of that down.
Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, you can see these guys playing at the High Noon Saloon on April 16th. It's Old Soul Society, their new single called Someday.
They flooded the airways with that talk in those TVs. All through my head, they fly past me. With a line to the satellite, then back to the ground. And anywhere I roam, I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need to stabinate. While we're carried away, just chill everybody. Wait for that sound. Someday you'll be found. Show me a perfect world and how it's supposed to be. All I'll do is just try to see. Show me a true love and I know we'll all stay kind. These dreams keep running round and round in my mind. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need. Who's blinding me? Don't you forget what you've seen. Just chill everybody. Take a look around. Someday you'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found.
the reasons that won't go away. And I got my reasons that I'll never change. And you know it's getting harder and harder each day. With that talk in those TVs, all through my head they fly past me, with a line to the satellite, then back to the ground, and anywhere I roam I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need, till it's blinding me. Don't you forget what you see, just chill everybody, take a look around, someday you'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found. No, someday we'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found.
Feel free. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed. It's a quarter to nine and the truck stop trucks wear off, but the sex in the head will take us to someplace else. Small talk's fine, but there's not particular it at all. I got a sneaking suspicion that I'm screaming.
Civic Media, we are local music, mono in stereo there from Rockford, Illinois, The Conversation. Well, really, Rockford, Wisconsin, right, Rocker?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Rockford, Wisconsin. Before that, we heard some Rain Stern, who's originally from New Glarus, Wisconsin, but now she lives out in L.A. That was her latest song, Welcome Home, and Old Soul Society in there, too, with their latest single, Someday. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging down the fort. Terry Barr is still on vacation. She's, working vacation in the undisclosed Sunny Beach area.
Right?
Yeah, she's like, so jealous right now.
She's on the beach struggling to get Wi-Fi.
Oh, I want, the beach is calling me, man. I'm actually looking at travel plans for like a year from now.
Yeah?
I don't think I could go anywhere for about a year. But, you know, maybe next fall.
Are you thinking, you know, back to California?
Cause maybe.
Because you missed out because of the air river?
We're narrowing it down to, like, the Northwest. Because I've never been to Washington State. And that's, like, one of the states I need to go to. So, or Alaska. One of the two.
Wow. Go crab fishing, Jimmy.
I love crab. those Alaskan, yes, crab. And lobster. And go see some whales and... Forgs.
Fjords.
Thank you.
And now that little island that's just like a half mile from Russia.
Yeah. What is that? Well, who cares? I don't want to go there.
That's right, Jimmy. We're here for local music, right?
Right, right. And we have plenty of that. Unfortunately, Wade is not showing up tonight from Honey Bee Cannabis.
We're going to have to hear about bee nanas a different time, it looks like.
We will. And I had my taste buds were ready for the banana part of it. I was kind of curious about that.
Well, it's a bee nana.
Bee nana, right. So I'm imagining honey and banana.
Honey Hefeweizen.
No, that's the part I was really excited about, the Hefeweizen.
Yes, it sounds good. So we'll hopefully hear about that next week.
We'll get Wade in here hopefully next week to talk about the new beer, Bee Nana. Love the people over at Honey Bee Cannabis. They're a fine sponsor of the show. And a lot, hand in hand with that, Carbon 4, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Jim. Well, that's a Carbon 4 beer. Okay. And so they've collaborated. Mm. He collaborates with quite a few people. So like Rude Brew. And you know where I saw some the Honey Bee Cannabis seltzer?
Where's that?
The THC seltzer at Ignite.
Oh, that's right. You were there tonight.
I was there recently. Yeah, the other day. Yep. Yeah. Stopped in Ignite.
Which store did you go to?
Monona.
Monona. Okay.
Monona.
I went to Herbal Aspect on Winnebago Street today, and that was fun.
See Alan there?
No, it was his nephew, I can't remember his name. I'm so bad with names, man.
Oh, that's okay. I work Herbal Aspect over on Winnebago.
If he was a pet, I would remember his name or your name. If you're not a pet rocker, I can't remember your name.
you have to be a dog or a cat, huh, Jimmy?
Name tags are a great thing for me. Hey, so tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
You have a show tomorrow.
We do, Jimmy. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series presented by Civic Media 92.7 MAD and emceed by John and Gordy of the John and Gordy Show in the morning here.
So they're going to go
92.7.
They're going to be shaking hands. You can meet John and Gordy.
That's right. Yeah,
they love to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're also going to get on stage and introduce bands.
Yeah, and John promises to be happy, so it's going to be great. You know, Gordy's a lot of fun already. They're going to be trying to find green beer and or Guinness and or probably Jameson. I'm not sure.
No green beer. Okay?
No green beer.
If there's green beer, I'm going on strike, yo. No green beer.
No green beer.
Drink good Irish beer. That's great. Thank you for doing that.
What's a good Irish beer that you like, Jimmy?
Beer is good, dude.
Guinness is okay.
I'm not a
beef. Harp.
Harp is good. Yeah.
Okay. Black and Tans.
So. Yeah. I like a good red beer. I can't think of a brand off the top of my head, but I like a good red ale.
Mm-hmm.
I like porters. Those are good.
Are those Irish?
I don't know. I'm sure Irish people drink them.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? I'm going to be playing in Iron Plow. So it's going to be Iron Plow, Super Tanker, Iron Plower, then Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. And everybody's using my drum set tomorrow, Jimmy. And guess what color my drum set is?
I hope green.
It's green.
Perfect. Perfect.
The one day a year that my drum set makes sense.
Are you going to wear green tomorrow?
I'm going to let my drum set wear the green, Jimmy.
I see.
I wear black.
You're normal black.
Normal black.
Normal black. You should add like a green ribbon or something.
Okay, I'll think about that, Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, St. Patrick's Day. It's okay. You don't want to get pinched. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series is happening tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. John and Gordy are emceeing the show. Come say hi to them. And John promises to be nice.
And doors open at noon.
And your show starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4.
Yep.
It's a great thing. It's presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand blowing glass. Three locations in Madison. You can shop online too. IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. Let's do the brand new mascot theory. I need you. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable, 'cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe. Like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. Day after day struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. I can't mine diamonds from a pile of bones. Sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone. 'Cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me. One hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, 'cause I need you. Day after day I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. Day after day I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? I need you, I need you. About to hit waves,
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Coming up later, we got After August coming to the studio. They have new music. We'll have a chat with them. Plus, they got the SCD release show we'll talk all about. Of course, with the Badger victory, it sure was crazy. Here's Jenna Jane.
14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are. Friends, only friends in the dark. Now there's some things I shouldn't do. What the hell do I have to lose? I go crazy just like you. Make up shit that isn't true. I go crazy. Cross that line. Messing with.
Sync Radio, radio for the people. Anymore.
Sunday morning, sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. When Sunday.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Future lost at sea.
We are local music with the Civil Engineers, and that was Mollywood. Brand new Faded Places before that with their song Sunday Morning. That new EP is out available right now on Bandcamp. Just search for Faded Places. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker Saturday Night, original local music from Wisconsin Rocker. The Civil Engineers. You sent me a video link today of last week.
Yes.
When the Civil Engineers were live in the lair. I missed it, but... Channel 3 was here, Channel 3000, and they shot a nice little news piece for their Saturday morning local show.
They were, Jimmy. News 3 here in Madison came in, and Chris Bubba Hawbaker, he is a photojournalist for WISC-TV News 3, and he came in here to do a story, do a piece on the Civil Engineers, and it was great because the Civil Engineers were here, they were performing. Of course, they were performing as kind of a quartet.
Right.
But Molly and T-Lo was here and Jason. And they went in back and did interviews. And then Chris was here with, you know, his high-tech camera. It was giant. It was way bigger than our camera, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And he filmed the Civil Engineers, did these interviews, put together this piece. And it was a four-minute piece. You can actually go to channel3000.com. Just search... Morning Notes, that's the name
Morning
of his
Notes.
Show.
Yep.
And you'll see the video right away.
It's a
great,
great
video.
Cool show, too. I mean, the Morning Notes show, it's just another avenue
yes.
to showcase our local music scene here in Madison and around the state. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, our motto is we are local music. And when we see the other media, especially a TV station doing that and talking to Chris, and he's really into local music and he just loves even coming here. It's a great environment and live music is one of his passions. So it's so fun.
It's pretty cool. It's good to see the Civil Engineers on the television. It's good to see you on the telly too, dude. Hope you're having a good
cameo.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app.
Let your voices be heard before the lines between you demand they become too blurred. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will eat the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't, that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may God have a war. Situations, but to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. Thank you.
relax. It's okay. It's great.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion, use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.